Esser's guard kept his charge down and stayed low himself, firing in an attempt to take some of us with him when he went. Jane looked down at me. "That rifle have ammunition?" she asked.
"I hope so," I said.
She dropped the shoulder rocket.
"Make enough noise to keep him down," she said. "Don't actually shoot at him."
"What are you doing?" I asked. She stripped out of her police gear, revealing the skin-tight matte black nanomesh underneath.
"Getting close," she said, and moved away.
She quickly became next to invisible in the dark. I fired at random intervals and stayed low. The guard wasn't hitting me, but it was a matter of centimeters. There was a surprised grunt in the distance, and then a rather louder scree, which stopped soon enough.
"All clear," Jane said.
I popped up and headed toward her. She was standing over the body of the guard, the guard's former weapon in her hand, trained on Esser, who lay cowering on the ground.
"He's weaponless," Jane said,
and handed me the translation device she apparently took off him.
"Here, you get to talk to him."
I took the device and bent down.
"Hi there," I said.
"You're all going to die," Esser said. "I have a ship above you right now. It has more soldiers in it. They will come down and hunt all of you. And then my ship will blast every bit of this colony to dust."
"Is that so?" I said.
"Yes,"
said Esser. "I see I have to be the one to break this to you, then," I said. "Your ship's not there anymore."
"You're lying,"
Esser said. "Well, not really," I said. "The thing is, when you took out our satellite with your ship, that meant the satellite couldn't signal a skip drone we had out there. That drone was programmed to skip only if it didn't receive a signal. Where it went, there were some skip-capable missiles waiting. Those missiles popped into Roanoke space, found your ship, and killed it."
"Where did the missiles come from?"
Esser demanded. "Well, it's difficult to say," I said. "The missiles were of Nauri manufacture. And you know the Nauri. They'll sell to just about anyone." Esser sat there and glowered.
"I don't believe you,"
he finally said. I turned to Jane. "He doesn't believe me," I said. Jane flipped me something.
"It's his communicator," she said.
I handed it to him. "Call your ship," I said. Several minutes and some very angry screes later, Esser flung his communicator into the dirt.
"Why haven't you just killed me?" he asked. "You've killed everyone else."
You were told that if you left, all of your soldiers would live," I said.
"By your secretary,"
Esser spat. "Well, actually, she's not my secretary anymore," I said.
"Answer my question,"
Esser said. "Well, you're worth more to us alive than dead," I said. "We have someone who is quite interested in keeping you alive, and we were led to believe that turning you over to him in that condition would be useful to us."
"General Gao,"
Esser said.
"Right you are," I said.
"I don't know what Gao has planned for you, but after an assassination attempt and a plan to take over the conclave, I can't imagine it will be very pleasant."
"Perhaps we—"
Esser began. "Let's not even pretend we are going to have that conversation," I said.
"You don't get to go from planning to kill everyone on the planet to cutting a deal with me."
"General Gao has,"
Esser said. "Very nice," I said. "The difference is that I don't believe you ever planned to spare any of my colonists, while Gao went out of his way to assure that they could be spared. It matters. Now, what's going to happen is that I'm going to hand this translation device over to my wife here, and she's going to tell you what to do. You're going to listen to her, because if you don't, she won't kill you, but you'll probably wish she had. Do you understand?"
"I understand,"
Esser said. "Good," I said, and stood up to hand the translation to Jane. "Jam him into that cargo hold we use for a jail."
"Way ahead of you," Jane said.
"We still have the skip drone set up to deliver a message to General Gao?" I asked.
"We do," Jane said. "I'll send it once I get Esser squared away. What do we want to tell the Colonial Union?"
I haven't the slightest idea, I said. I suppose when they haven't gotten any skip drones for a couple of days, they'll realize something has happened. And then they'll be pissed off we're still here. I'm inclined at the moment to say, screw 'em.
That's not a real plan, Jane said.
I know. But that's what I've got at the moment, I said. In other news, holy shit! We pulled this off!
We pulled it off because our enemy was arrogant and incompetent, Jane said.
We pulled it off because we had you, I said.
You planned it, you pulled it off, you made it work! And as much as I hate to say this to you, your being a fully functional Special Forces soldier made a difference.
I know it has, Jane said. I'm not ready to think about that yet.
In the distance, we heard someone crying.
That sounds like Beata, Jane said.
I took off toward the sound of the crying, leaving Jane to deal with Esser.
I found Beata a couple of 100 meters later, hunched over someone.
It was Kronjek. 2 of the Arisian's bullets had hit him, in the collarbone and in the chest. Blood had soaked out into the ground beneath him.
You dumb son of a bitch, Beata said, holding Kronjek's hand. You always had to chase a story.
She leaned over to kiss his forehead and to close his eyes. Chapter 15.
You know you can't stay on Roanoke, General Gao said.
I smiled and looked across at him in the tiny conference room of his flagship, the Gentle Star.
Why on earth not? I said.
Gao paused for a moment. The expression was new to him.
Because you survived, he said, eventually. Because your colony survived, no doubt to the surprise and irritation of the Colonial Union. Because you gave the enemy information vital to his survival, and because you accepted information from him vital to yours. Because you allowed me to come here to retrieve Nerbros Esser. Because you're here on this ship now, talking to me.
I'm a traitor, I said.
I didn't say that, Gao said.
You wouldn't say that, I said. You're alive because of me.
Fair point, Gao said. But that's not what I meant. I meant you're not a traitor because your allegiance was to your colony, to your people. You've never betrayed them.
Thanks, I said. Although I don't think the Colonial Union will like that argument much.
No,
Gao said.
I don't expect they would. Which brings me back to my original point.
What are you going to do with Esser? I asked.
My current plan is to put him on trial, Gao said.
You could just throw him out of an airlock, I said.
That would give me a great deal of personal satisfaction, Gao said. But I don't think it would be good for the Conclave.
But from what Zoe tells me, you've started making people give you personal loyalty oaths, I said.
It's just a short jump from that to having the right to space those who annoy you.
All the more reason for the trial, wouldn't you say? Gao said. I would prefer not to have had the loyalty oaths, but apparently there's only so much humility people will take out of their leaders, especially when their leaders have had their fleets blown out from under them.
Don't blame me, I said.
I don't, Gao said. Whether I blame the Colonial Union is another matter entirely.
What do you plan to do about the Colonial Union now? I asked.
The same thing I originally planned to do, Gao said. Contain it.
Not attack it, I said.
No,
Gao said.
All the Conclave's internal rebellions are tamped down. Esser isn't the only one facing a trial. But I think it's clear to the Colonial Union now that the Conclave is not easily eradicated. I'd hope they wouldn't try to break out of their box again.
You haven't learned much about humans, I said.
On the contrary, Gao said. If you think I'm simply going back to my old plan, you're a fool. I'm not planning to attack the Colonial Union, but I'm also going to make sure it doesn't get a chance to attack either me or the Conclave a second time.
How? I asked.
You don't really expect me to tell you,
Gao said. Thought I'd ask, I said. It was worth a shot.
Not really, Gao said.
And what are your plans for Roanoke? I asked.
I've already told you that I have no plans to attack it, Gao said.
You did, I said. Of course, that was when you had no fleet.
You doubt me, Gao said.
No, I said. I fear you.
I wish you wouldn't, Gao said.
I wish I wouldn't either, I said.
Convince me. Roanoke is safe from any further conclave attack, Gao said. The conclave recognizes it as a legitimate human colony. The last colony.
He tapped the conference room table to make the point.
But a legitimate colony nonetheless. You and I can make a treaty if you like.
I don't think the Colonial Union would find it binding, I said.
Probably not, Gao said. However, I will send an official declaration to your government, with a warning that the conclave's ban on colonization is unbreakable beyond this. Unofficially, I'll pass the word to unaffiliated races that the conclave would be extremely displeased if one of them made a play for the planet. They're not supposed to anyway under the ban, but it doesn't hurt to accentuate the point.
Thank you, General, I said.
You're welcome, Gao said. I'm glad not every world leader was as troublesome as you, however.
I'm the easygoing one, I said. It's my wife who's the real hard-ass.
So I've gathered from Esser and the recordings of the battle, Gao said. I hope she is not offended that I asked to speak to you alone.
She's not, I said. I'm the one who is supposed to be good with people, although Zoe is disappointed she's not able to see you. You made an impression on her.
And she on me, Gao said. You have a remarkable family.
I agree, I said. I'm glad they keep me around.
Technically, your wife and daughter could be charged for treason as well, Gao said. They will have to leave Roanoke too, you know.
You keep bringing that up, I said. I've been trying not to think about it.
I don't think that's wise, Gao said.
Of course it's not wise, I said. That doesn't mean I don't want to do it.
Where will you go? Gao said.
I haven't the slightest idea, I said. We can't go anywhere in the Colonial Union unless we want to spend our lives in a family cell block. The Oban would take us in because of Zoe, but there would always be pressure on the Oban to extradite us.
There's another option, Gao said. I've offered to have you join the Conclave before. The offer still stands. You and your family could live among us.
You're very kind, I said. I don't know that I could do that. That's the problem with living among the Oban as well. I'm not ready to be cut off from the rest of humanity.
It's not that bad, Gao said.
And I caught the hint of sarcasm there.